Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke.
I'm stupid.
It's going to produce jobs.
Federal government's stupid that they think.
So doggone stupid. On the other side is why people. I don't know.
Scott Bell. Scott Bell. Robert.
For a change. Tell the people the truth.
Lie.
Why don't you?
Just an outright. It's a lie. That's
simple. That form of tax.
See, any fear will sit out.
That is the Cornell University Ivy League fight song.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. You told me it was.
That,
I'm going with what you say.
That's the Rockettes.
Well, I was thinking, it's their football team is a little light in the loafers. Show tunes, get you fired up for go play football. Welcome, my friends, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I think Cornell got involved with the play button on the opening of the show today. Again,
actually,
somebody,
I think that may have been a terrorist attack.
It may have been a terrorist attack, but it's not going to stop Cornell from inviting ISIS freedom fighters into their university to do some very interesting training camps. We're going to get to that, my friends.
Maybe
it
they'll
is.
Teach them something a little bit tougher than give show my tunes. Reverse Broadway. Right?
Show tunes! Everybody call up and give us a show tune! 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Streaming through our syndicator, GCN, the next couple of hours live. If you catch us live, you can call us live at that number I gave you. Or you can leave a message 24/7 or go to robertscottbell.com and have your say there. And we might even answer it on the air. All right, what else we got? Oh, it's TMB's night. It's Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger.
Yeah, do you think Bitar's going to show up tonight?
Oh, man. You know what? I think that might have been Bitar, because last week, you know, he denied having anything to do with playing Advanced Medicine Monday theme song on Wednesday last week.
Right.
But now, you notice how it garbled today? I'm just thinking he's got some power. He's playing denial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm worried. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to happen with the next hour.
Anyway, well, listen, as long as you don't go to Cornell University, you'll be okay, because evidently it's a very lax standard for student groups to bring in terrorists to talk to students. I mean, they want to be an open, liberal college, but I think that might be taking it even a little bit too far. There's a story here in Natural News, Mike Adams covered it. It's kind of interesting when you juxtapose the requirements to bring terrorists in to speak at Cornell University. It seems like the only pre-requirement or prerequisite to allow that to happen, correct me if I'm wrong, Super Don, is those freedom fighters / ISIS terrorists have to be vaccinated first. Is that right? Is that what I gather?
Yeah, well, apparently, and you know, kudos to Mike for putting this together. It is true that according to what we're about to play for our listeners here, you can go to Cornell University if you are a member of a terrorist organization, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot go to Cornell if you haven't gotten vaccinated.
You could be a peace-loving, Christian, Jewish, whatever, patriot, any religion, I suppose, and you're promoting peace, and you won't be allowed in unless you've been vaccinated. But if you're an ISIS terrorist, come on down. Come on down. You're the next contestant on the Cornell. Give my regards to Broadway, Lighten the Loafers football team.
And tune in next week. We'll be doing The Sound of Music.
Yes. The hills won't be so alive with those ISIS guys coming to Cornell. Anyway, if you want to hear this, because I do, it's hard to believe that this happened. What is this Veritas journalist group? They go in and do some very interesting work here.
Yeah, well, this whole thing was started and is hosted and run by this guy named James O'Keefe. And you might remember him from back in 2009. He was the guy that did the secret recordings with the workers at Acorn.
That was our, I do remember
so
that.
So he's done a few things since then, and this is his latest installment where he went into Cornell, or he didn't, but he had another guy, another journalist go in.
Yes.
And pose as a gentleman from Morocco who was
interested
student. In Cornell.
Yeah. Might want to come to Cornell, so he's meeting with the assistant dean of students here.
The Project Veritas journalist told Joseph Scafito, an assistant dean of students for student activities at Cornell, that he was from Morocco and was looking to attend Cornell and wanted to start a club.
I think maybe, you know, it'd be nice to start a humanitarian group that supports, the distressed communities, a humanitarian group in the Middle East, most northern Iraq and Syria.
Okay, so, he's a nice guy, I guess, and he's welcoming a potential new student. The new student says, I'd like to start a club, like to, bring some folks in. But remember also, folks, this is an Ivy League school. We're not talking community college here, right? This guy's been with Cornell, I think, about 20 years or something. And Ali, I think he said his name was, from Morocco, wants to start a really cool student club. And there are some clues here that this student assistant dean of students should have picked up on.
And I think it'd be important for especially these people in the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, the families and the freedom fighters in particular and their families. I think it'd be important to maybe just not only educate, but to maybe send them care packages, whether it be food, water, electronics.
There's a lot of student organizations that do things like that all over the world.
Electronics. Now listen, he did say the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, the acronym you know as ISIS.
Right.
Because some people might criticize and say, well, the guy never said ISIS, right? So, kind of defend this Ivy League guy for not picking up on this, what should have been obvious, but clearly wasn't to someone working at an Ivy League school to pick up that this guy is actually promoting the potential presence of terrorists invited to speak to students on campus there, and it continues.
Maybe we could bring a freedom fighter to speak.
Mm-hmm.
That would be possible.
Yeah, we've got people like that. Yeah.
That would be great. Just to hear the situation, what it's like, their lives, and why they're fighting. I mean,
sure.
Do we know why they're fighting? Some people do.
Big question, man. And I think programs like that really do have a good place here.
So he's actually now taking not just that's interesting, but he's saying, yeah, I would actually encourage that. A program like that, bringing in an ISIS freedom fighter to speak at the school, would be a great idea. Now, openness and liberalism should have some level of limitation, and it should be self-imposed because, our next thing is, would you mind if he's strapped with dynamite, right? Would you mind if, as he's walking on the Cornell campus, that he places landmines erroneously around the campus? Just because we want the students to experience what it's like, they do what they do and what they do. I mean,
crazy ideas you're having, Robert. I mean, it would be almost as crazy as saying, hey, would you mind if we had him, come over and maybe train some people, right?
They would never do that.
No.
Super Don, you're just going way outside the box even before TMB gets here. Let's give a listen.
I know.
And then, the Project Veritas journalist suggested something that seemed way over the top.
Maybe we could get a freedom fighter to come and do a training camp for students.
No!
I have no idea. I mean,
you'd
be allowed to do something like that, just like bringing in a coach.
What?
To do a training on a sports team.
Oh, really? Okay.
What? You weren't so far outside the box. He says, can we bring in a freedom fighter to do a training session? A training camp. Now, isn't it the job of even whether we like the CIA or not, if they're above board or not, or the U.S. military forces overseas trying to root out these training camps. You want to bring one to Cornell?
They bomb training camps.
Is that what you want? Let's bring them in here and see what Cornell looks like after the training camp has been completed.
I mean, would you think it would be okay if he maybe came over and we learned how to make dirty bombs? We've got a club like that. They're called the Electronics Club. They're
right.
Over there.
Well, and we already said it's okay to, you know, get care packages with electronics and send
with
it over there.
Electronics, yeah. Let's send ISIS all the parts they need to build IEDs.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, I don't know if this is true of all Ivy League schools, but we know there are some leftist sympathizers to Middle Eastern terrorism. And listen, I am not going to say that there is no level of confusion there about who's who and what's what, but there are certain things that are pretty clear. And this ISIS group, I don't think there's a lot of debate about how nasty they are. Even to the people that we might not get along with, they say, yeah, no, ISIS is really bad. Yeah. And this guy at Cornell couldn't figure that out. But, you know, there's other things at Cornell. It can't be all bad, right? They've got research groups. They do interesting things. They probably do get a lot of grant money from the U.S. government, which
they do
now I would call that into question. But what's that?
They do a lot. They have a whole medical, I think it's, what is it called, Gannett, I think? Or Garrett, where they do, you know, medical research and stuff like that. So I'm sure they've got some really important work that they're doing.
Yeah, and so we don't want to throw Cornell under the bus, because I'm sure we have listeners in Ithaca, New York, that might be very upset with us for pointing out this guy that's been there for 20 years. Seems like a nice enough guy, but clearly didn't have his thinking cap on that day. So let's visit Cornell again and find out of what kind of other research that they're engaged in. So you might consider whether to send your child there for university.
Researchers at Cornell University have created a statistical model simulating just exactly how a zombie breakout would likely spread and, as long as you don't live in a major city, the best place to hide.
Oh.
We're definitely sending the kids there now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And how much do they charge for that? $50,000 a year? More? $60,000? I don't know. Ivy League prices? They should have a discount. Half price for you, my friend. Half price.
You know what? You know what, Robert, though? We have some of the smartest listeners in the world, I will say, because we just got a comment on Facebook that under the headline, Mike's story, about how ISIS terrorist training coaches are welcome on campus as long as they're vaccinated.
Right.
Tracy says, well, that's one way to kill them.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, sometimes the terrorists are actually smart enough to say, no, we're not falling for that. We know who's behind those vaccines and what they do. It's not a proud moment to say that the terrorists may be smarter than some Americans who blindly accept the toxic poisons injected into the arms of their babies just because somebody in a white lab coat and a stethoscope says it's good for them, despite the fact that that guy or gal went through school and training and has medical pharmaceutical vaccine horse blinders on and could not find an immune system if it bit them in the aspirin. Yeah, approved even by the FDA. All right, we'll be back. Speaking of the FDA, they want to look at homeopathy again. What's up with that? We'll tell you after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Scott Bell Show.
Ah, the wonders down under in Aussie land. Oz. Yes, you know who you are. You rejected our good friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Didn't want her coming there talking, mucking up the works for the vaccinators to speak truthfully and factually about the science that is referenced in the peer-reviewed literature about how dangerous it is, much less what's in the vaccine inserts. Well, a bunch of skeptics in Australia are claiming to have done tests to say homeopathy is bunk. It doesn't work. You people in America, you need to rethink this. You need to rethink your regulatory framework. And you know what that means? It's time for...
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
That's right. The FDA team, you can count on them to protect the interests of the pharmaceutical industrial complex against lowly but lovely homeopathy. An Australian government study released this month concluded that homeopathy doesn't work. This is despite 220 some odd years of use worldwide. And, even peer-reviewed scientific literature validating it. Not that I give a flip about that in this case, because it's what saved my life. It turned my life around. And now, because of the Aussie skeptics and the government that just loves to vaccinate innocent children with toxic poisons, saying it doesn't work, now the FDA is saying, hey, we're going to have a hearing. Hear ye, April 20th and 21st, right around Earth Day. Instead of saving the planet, we want to poison it with pharmaceutical drugs, and we're going to see, hey, what can we do about these homeopathics? The thing is, though, the FDA is kind of hogtied on this issue. Because the 1938 Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act passed in 1939. Big, big gratitude to Senator Copeland. Read the book Copeland's Cure. You'll know the history here. Grandfathered the pharmacopoeia, the HPUS, and the Materia Medica, with all of the remedies that have been in use for now over 200 years. And they all have indications for use. They don't require pre-market testing. They only need to match up with the claims that were already validated through the Materia Medica. So you can have, for instance, homeopathic remedies for cough and cold and flu, like our buddy King Bio, Frank King, Dr. King. But recently, the FDA issued warnings earlier this month asking consumers. They didn't warn the companies, but they warned the consumers, do not rely on products labeled homeopathic that are sold over the counter, even though the indications are there and the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, the regulatory framework, already exists and it is over the counter, legal, and lawful. Why did they do that? Well, remember, they pulled all of the OTC drugs as well because there were new vaccinations and new pharmaceutical prescription drugs available to treat asthma. And they couldn't have any competition, even from the lowly, non-existent molecules of homeopathic medicine. Super Don, what do you think? Should we just throw homeopathy under the bus here?
You know, when I saw this morning, I was like, okay, I see what's going on here. But, here's the argument that I want to put out there, okay? Mm-hmm. These guys go after homeopathy and they say, oh, homeopathy, it's got nothing in it. There's nothing there. It's, you just put a little, water it down. There's nothing there. It doesn't work. And so I wouldn't want to ask these guys, say, okay, so, yeah, geez, there's nothing in there. It's just a placebo, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's just a placebo. There's nothing there. Well, science has proven that placebos work. In fact, placebos even work better than the medicine. And this is published science. So I guess if placebos work and science has proven that, and you're saying homeopathy is a placebo, then I guess science has proven that homeopathy works, right?
Hallelujah. Listen to Super Don go. I love it. You nailed them. And, of course, it will take more than a meeting, a hearing, to overturn. It's going to have to take an act of Congress to overturn the regulatory framework for homeopathy because it's standing as a drug. It's not a dietary supplement. It has a lot more freedom and, of course, a lot more restrictions in how it's produced. But I'm not worried. I don't want you to be worried. But,
Robert, how many people have died from homeopathy?
Apparently, it's another goose egg. The only argument that the toxic drug doctors would say, well, what if they didn't get appropriate care? Well, yeah, what if they did and they're killed by your drugs? So there. All right. Well, on to another medicine of creation. Cannabis. That's right. I said it. Cannabis. We got an update after the break.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Super D. I forgot to tell you something yesterday morning. I've been so distracted by, you know, this trip to the UK coming up that, yeah, you know, I get overwhelmed by things, and I think I've remembered them. I've lost them. I forgot them. Yesterday morning, still dark in the mornings. Of course, it's still light now. As every night we're seeing it. It's still light during the show here in the East Coast. But in the morning, I came back after dropping the kids off at the school, and as I'm, you know, stopping to back into the driveway, about 100 yards ahead of me, I saw this big black bear lumbering across the road in the neighborhood.
Black bear?
A black bear. And it was like, I thought I was just seeing things. It was like, my vantage point, I was, again, 100 yards away, but it was just a black bear on all fours, just lumbering across the road. Yeah, I know Izzy's going, yeah, I wanted to see that too. No, you didn't, Izzy, this would eat you. It was like 300 to 500 pounds. It was a big bear. So now,
I didn't know they had bears in Florida. I thought they had alligators and stuff.
No, they got gators, yeah, but bears now too, and they're growing prolifically into these neighborhoods that are adjoining, like, the National Forest and things. And so they're like, three people have been mauled so far. They eat animals, and they'll break in if you leave food out. So it's like, it's a whole Wild West. They're taking over. The animals are taking over. It's payback time, humans.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Just saying, my adrenaline was pumping. I should have just drove up to it to get a picture.
And you almost had me talked into going there. Now I think I'll have to rethink that now.
No, but it doesn't. No, don't be afraid. There's not, okay. Jenny will protect you. Izzy will protect you. You'll be okay. You'll be okay. But anyway, it's fascinating when you see in the wild that happens, and you're like, my heart was racing a little bit. It was very exciting. And I ran in, I did tell my wife, and I should have just gone out and take a picture, but I wasn't thinking clearly at that
point. And you ran in, you said, there's a bear, there's a black bear, and you guys out there, and there's no bear.
It was gone. I wasn't really feeling so brave to go out there at that moment. And I was like, you know, I've read some stories about these bears. They're not like Yogi Bear.
Not everybody can tell that story. That's actually rather impressive.
They're not like Pooh Bear. You know, this is a bear. It will eat you. Right? You know, Richard Pryor did his bit on snakes. I see snakes all the time. Not as exciting as this, a bear, 300, 500 pounds. You know, he said, snake, boom, you run into a tree. Bear, don't run into the tree because it can climb a tree. Anyway. All right, that's it for my animal wildlife story today.
There you go.
By the way, you can make good remedies from snake venom in homeopathy, speaking of which. I don't know that there are any bear remedies, though. There are bear necessities. I know that. I remember that.
The
simple bear necessities. All right, okay, we got our Disney thing going on now.
We sound like we're stoned, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, it could be, because it's time for, well, you know what it's time for.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb, paging Dr. Green Thumb.
All right, for all y'all that think, oh, we're just endorsing marijuana for kids, I was like, no, that's not what we're saying. Nothing of the sort. But let's be honest, too. Kids have been smoking marijuana, I mean, back when I was in high school. Adults were doing it. Back when I was in high school, probably grade school, too. Nothing really new. I think the difference is the consciousness of whether it's truly as dangerous as we were told it was, whether it has medicinal value or not. These kinds of things are in play now. But for those of you concerned, because I'm not advocating that kids are just hopping on these smoking bandwagons, if there are any still, and going bonkers, because, you know, obviously it can make you pretty hungry for some munchies, and people, kids particularly, are eating too many refined carbohydrates. They don't need to be eating more of that. But the story here is rather interesting, I think, because it's about, well, how do you curtail kids who are already into marijuana, you know, the THC variety? And, of course, they talk about punishment in schools. Oh, if we catch you, Johnny, smoking dope, we're going to suspend you, right? That's the kind of normal thing you think of. But it turns out that suspension is not actually a good plan if you would like to curtail the use of marijuana among teens, high schoolers. In fact, they're like, we don't have to go to school? Fire up another one! I mean, isn't that what's happening here?
It's exactly what's happening. Because, listen, and it's funny because I have this conversation, like, with my wife and stuff sometimes, talking about how generations have changed over time. Back when I was a kid, if I got suspended from school, man, I was in trouble. I mean, you know, getting suspended, you wanted to try and figure out a way to keep your parents from finding out you were suspended. You'd get up in the morning and get dressed and stuff like that and pretend like you're going to school just so they wouldn't know. But these days, you know, listen, a lot of kids, they get suspended from school, and it's like vacation for them. So, I don't have to go to school. So what do? They get stoned at school, then they get suspended, and they're like, hey, I'll meet you at my house after school. They go home, and they're playing Xbox and smoking more weed.
Yeah, so out-of-school suspension policies and weak policy enforcement were tied to an increased odds of marijuana use, according to results in the American Journal of Public Health. Now, listen, let's say these high schoolers are anxious and looking for some sort of altered state of consciousness, isn't that to some degree what this desire is? People want to change their outlook, right? If moms and dads, I want you to consider this. If you utilize the CBD only variety, and not even Charlotte's Web, you don't have to do that. You can get this in a health food store. You can go direct to Hemp Meds, and you can get the CBD from the cannabis plant, from the industrial hemp plant, technically. And they're not going to get high, but if there is an issue with anxiety or other things, this may be of great assistance to them. My nephew has had he's anxious. He's got anxiety, and instead of him turning to smoking pot, he's now doing the CBD. He's not getting high from it, but it's taking him out of that anxiousness. That's fantastic. Is he 17 or 18 now? Senior in high school? How good is that? And, we still get, the haters that will go, oh, you're just for smoking pot. It's like, I'm not a pot smoker. It's just not interesting to me. Just me, okay? But the point is, the use of that plant in an appropriate way could be something that would be good for these kids. And, of course, what do I like about that plant, among other things, is it makes you less easy to program. For some, that's not a good thing because they want kids to be programmed. We want them to be socialized. We want them to be socially acceptable to become, grown up responsible taxpayers. And by the way, the word taxpayer, they said that was offensive to some people. Taxpayer has nothing to do with paying taxes. You can be a taxpayer and not pay a cent in taxes. In fact, you could be a quote unquote capitalized taxpayer and you get money every year from the government. But you're still considered a taxpayer because the definitions are wonky. It's like the people who wrote the definitions were smoking something. And you're worried about these teenagers. Anyway, I didn't mean to get on that. Did I get on a high horse, Super Don? Is that what I just did?
Get off your high horse.
Yes, the horse has been smoking. Not me. Let's switch gears into autism. We're all looking forward to be at Autism One. This weekend I'll be in the United Kingdom. I was going to be with Billy D at the Cal Jam. I'm going to be there next year because this came up and I couldn't say no. So my apologies to Billy D, but he's doing a great job out west. If you're going to be in Orange County this weekend, please. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. There's a few slots left to go to the masterclass with Jonathan Wright, Dr. Wright, and myself. And then, of course, the think tank, the healthcare crisis think tank on Saturday. It's open to the public. There's a few slots left as well. Links are all there. Now, the May 20th through 24th in Chicago, Autism One. Andy Wakefield, God bless Andy Wakefield. What did he do? He observed in these children gastrointestinal symptoms associated with or post-introduction of the MMR vaccine. And then subsequent associations with autism. He never came out in the study or observational study to say, vaccines definitely cause autism. He may have stronger opinions about that now, but at the time it was like, okay, we've got iatrogenic enterocolitis. We've got gut inflammation. We can't explain it, but it's also associated with autism. Now, guess what? Fox News published it. A woman by the name of Colleen Kaplan wrote the story. She said this, frequent gastrointestinal issues may be early sign of autism. And the first time I remember this, Super Don, I don't know if you were with me at the time, probably you were. The first time I interviewed Andy Wakefield, again, a gastroenterologist, a GI doctor, and I spoke from my homeopathic background, and I said, I have yet to meet the child within the autistic spectrum, mild to severe, that doesn't have pretty significant GI inflammation, constipation, colitis, Crohn's, irritable bowel, leaky gut, all of that. And he acknowledged it. He said, yeah, that's exactly right. Now, I, as a homeopath, would have a different way to reverse it, and Andy has ways to reverse it now, Dr. Wakefield, as well, seemingly very complimentary to what I do, and I'll present this again at the Autism One conference. And including this year, I'm going to bring in new information on molecular hydrogen and how it may have a tremendously beneficial impact to have these children drink the Echo water that we like. And you can download the free ebook at robertswater.com. How that's going to impact as well the recovery of these kids whose guts have been damaged and subsequently endocrine system has been corrupted by these vaccines and other offending elements from medicine primarily. So anyway, this is a fascinating story published in the JAMA Psychiatry Journal based on data from a survey of mothers in Norway who were asked to report their children's GI symptoms, constipation, diarrhea, food allergy, or intolerance until age of three. Now, the kids that had these GI difficulties were more likely to show or manifest things within the autism spectrum. Are they going to? They're now going to say, well, it was the gut damage prior to vaccine that was the real issue. That was autism. Never mind that the vaccines themselves damage the gut and have been shown to have evidence of damaging the gut and having the secondary impact, significant impact, into the brain and nervous system as well. So anyway, Andy Wakefield, are they going to apologize to him for this? Super Don, what do you think?
Let me take a minute to think about that.
Okay.
No.
Go ahead. No, they're not. They come back at the end of this article and say, well, we don't know why GI issues and all. Well, what's the link? Dude, are you a dunderhead? Do you understand the gut-brain connection? Has there not been any peer-reviewed published literature on this? Do they read the literature? What is it with these scientismists that claim Andy Wakefield is not a scientist for observing and reporting on his observations, and they're the ones who aren't reading the literature, and they don't even know that there's a gut-brain connection? I don't think I can help those people, Superdog. I'd like to think I can help everybody, but I don't think I can.
That won't stop you from trying, though, will it?
No. No, but Yoda won't like me for trying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I violated that rule, didn't I?
That's okay. Hey, something's got Super Don super excited. Super excited. Is it the naked guy next door or gal? I don't even know. I'll ask him when we come back. No, I know. There's a story about this. Maybe it's not Super Don involved in this story.
You're
I apologize.
The one that knew the naked guy was next door, so what does that say about you?
You sent me the story. Oh, we'll get into that. We'll get into that, buddy. All right, we'll find out why Super Don is super excited coming up after the break. Don't go anywhere.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
I must apologize to my humble and lovable producer, Super Uber D, Don, Megalodon, because I thought he was excited about the naked guy next door. There was a story, but no, that happens to be out of Charlotte, North Carolina. He's nowhere near Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll have to ask Dr. Batar about that one. He's closer to Charlotte. But no, it was actually it was because the Rolling Stones are going on. No, it's not. The Rolling Stones. No, it's in Rolling Stone. I'm sorry. It's Van Halen. They're back together, yes. And they're going out on the road with David Lee Roth.
They are. Second time now they're going to go on tour. And I missed the first one. And right. I really, really need to go see this. This is on my bucket list.
This is a bucket list thing for Super D. So let me just put it out to the audience there. If Van Halen is coming to a city near you and you get an extra ticket for Super Don, we will find a way to get him there. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
I'm just saying, I put it out there. I don't know if it's a Kickstarter thing or it's just one of those bucket list things for Super D. He deserves it. So if you're going to see Van Halen in a city and you get an extra ticket for Super D,
I will love you forever if you did that. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We will find a way. We will find a way. I want to see that bucket list checked off there, okay? So we put it out there, and this will go into rerun. So Van, but the thing is, David Lee Roth, is he the guy that's hard to get along with, or was it Eddie Van Halen?
It's both.
You think
so? They're both like a bunch. They're just both a couple of spoiled brat, you know, dorks. You know that just the egos can't. They both egos can't fit in the same room.
But so why would you want to see him?
A little bit. I think he's a little bit more guilty than Eddie.
Is that right? But then again, look at the Van Hagar years. Sammy Hagar and Van Halen also didn't get along so well. Is that right?
Not anything like with David and Eddie, but, you know, whatever. Listen, people say, oh, look, he's a jerk, you know, I don't like Van Halen. I'm like, you know what, I'm not, like, being roommates with him. He just makes good music. I don't care what his personality's like. And, you know, these guys, these were the party band. This was the ultimate band for me as a teenager growing up. So
Right.
I love it. So, I saw them with Sammy Hagar. But it's just, you got to see him with David Lee Roth. That's the original Van Halen.
Okay, all right. Well, no, listen, I'm a fan of Van Halen, of course, and we like the bumpers whenever you throw them out. That was from their most recent album, was that not?
Indeed it was, sir. That was the album that came out in 2000. 2012, I believe it was.
All right. Well, just to gross out the ladies, because we got to gross out the men next hour with more Angelina Jolie body parts, Charlotte man who has continually irritated his neighbors by standing naked in his front door of his home. He has exposed, no pun intended, or actually pun intended, a state law that local prosecutors want to change. North Carolina law says a person can't expose himself in a place where the public has access. But the cops there, they say, the police want to change that, making it clear that it's unlawful for a person to expose himself if he can be seen from a public place. So he's clearly going, hey, look at me, I'm in the front door, I'm not wearing anything.
Yeah, and I mean, it is, it's a loophole. Because,
dude, if you want to show off, Skype somebody that cares, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to have your dangly bits for everybody to see. It's just not necessary. Ooh, we didn't want to see that. It reminds me of that old Ray Stevens.
Rest me.
Remember the Ray Stevens song from all those years ago, early 70s? You remember it? Oh, yes, they call him the Streak.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Fastest thing on 2 feet. Yeah, I just, don't look, Ethel! It was too late. She already got a free shot. Oh, the good old Ray Stevens, the song about streaking.
Yeah, he was the master of funny songs.
Comedic songs, he was. And then you have Will Ferrell. We're going to go streaking in the quad! And then he's the only one running naked in that
old
movie.
School. Good
old
movie.
School, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
Funny? That was a funny one. So anyway, don't write and say, Robert Scott Bell and Super Don are encouraging people to go streaking in the quad. We're just covering the news. And we talked to little Van Halen. Give us some slack here.
We've had naked and we've had Van Halen. What are we missing here?
Well, we talked about poop yesterday with Amanda Thomas.
Poop yesterday.
Yeah.
Right, we did our
I don't know
stuff.
What else we got. Angelina Jolie for the ladies or the men. I'm not sure because she's grossing me out with what she's doing. But we're going to talk to TMB about that. By the way, Super Don, we got the quest for the cures. That continues.
Yeah.
And we've got a banner up at robertscottbell.com. Do yourself a favor. If you haven't gotten to see all of them yet, you can click the link on the banner at robertscottbell.com today in the show notes, and you'll see it. Click it. It'll take you there. Just sign up. It's free, and you'll be able to watch all 11 episodes, including little old me, RSB, just a little bit. In that with Ty Bollinger and other fantastic speakers and healers talking about the truth about cancer. And that'll start March 30th. And, of course, click the link. You'll be able to sign up for free, and you'll watch it for free. How cool is that? TMB is bringing that back. We'll talk to him a little bit about it next hour as well. What else do we have? The cancer conference he just came from. I want to hear how that went in San Diego. We got Angelina Jolie body parts. We got a Texas lawmaker that wants to mandate mental screening for kids. What is wrong with Texas? I thought you liked freedom and family. We got more GMO discussion. Ooh, John Rappaport has a great idea about how to beat back the GMO things. So when we come back, we got that and a whole lot more, including manly names for jelly bellies. Stick around, friends. We're on a break for a moment, but I will tell you this. It's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary Jones.
Going
once. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.